Okay, I'm still here and I'm gonna boo again. I don't know why. Anyway, the last couple of weeks on Facebook, there's this been this test, the autism quotient test. It looks like one of those random quizzes you do, you know, that seem to be all popular, like the one where you have to put 10 people on the thing and tell them things, 10 things you don't know about you, or 25 things, or whatever. Anyway, this test is actually a legitimate test, for surprisingly. Because I came across it when I was reading back issues of Wired about sort of a week and a half ago. And I'm like, well, hang on, this looks familiar. So I took the test. Because I've long suspected that because I've got brain damage, that there's something wrong with me. There are many things wrong with me, you understand? Many, many things. But I've long suspected that, you know, I might have Asperger's or be autistic because it's just, I don't quite see the world in the same way that normal people do. And I'm not normal, by the way, and I reserve the right to say that. Nobody else is allowed. Just me. So I did this test, and basically, I think if you get like 7, you're normal. If you start getting something in the high 30s, then you're sort of, you know, Asperger's range, autism range. I got 38, which is probably like the highest score you can get. And I know that it's not a diagnostic tool, but it does confirm stuff I already think I know. And it's prompted me, because I've been having issues recently trying to deal with social situations and stuff that freak me out. You know, like my leg infection and everything else, it's just made things worse. I'm actually going to go and have a chat to a doctor at some point in the near future because I want to make sure that, you know, because I have problems coping. Literally, I was talking to some folks, friends of mine on Skype tonight, and someone else sort of came on the call I didn't know. And I knew the person, but I didn't know them, and I just couldn't cope with it, so I had to go. They're probably not going to be happy to hear that. But I just kind of like, oh God, it's this person. Ah! Hang up. But it's other things, like, for example, yesterday we were at the restaurant and we were talking about my sister-in-law's parents. She was telling them about how she wanted to take Immy to see Santa, which is awfully early because it was October. But that's beside the point. At a particular shopping mall or something like that. And they wanted to take her because, you know, it's special parental thing, apparently. Anyway, guess what her parents do? Yes, they take Emmy to see Santa in October, which is wrong. And I kind of highlight this because I don't dislike my sister-in-law's parents, but they do drive me nuts in that every Christmas they wrap up tea and chocolate and everything else, and they bring these giant bags of, well, interesting presents that aren't worth very much, e.g. crap. And we have to sit through for 2 hours while they do this, and it's like, yeah, I know you're buying really crap stuff, but wait to make me feel really, really inadequate, you know. Here's my kind of small gift that I've spent very little money on, but lots of time and thought. Anyway, so I kind of highlighted this because Cheryl basically all but said this, you know, how pissed off she was. And I kind of said it because she didn't, and my mother kicked me under the table, and I didn't realise what I'd done until she told me off while we were in Tesco today. She's like, oh, I can't believe you said that about Cheryl's parents. It's like, well, she did. I was just echoing, you know. But it's just random things like that. I didn't know I didn't done anything wrong until she pointed it out. And ow, I've got a bruise. She kicked me. But yeah, there's something not right with me, and it's little things that are making life more difficult. I can't cope with a lot of the changes that are happening at the moment. And I'm okay with the new job thing, that's great, but it's still scaring the crap out of me. But I think it's about time where I actually went and had a chat to a doctor about this, because I think I actually need a proper diagnosis rather than just a whole guesstimate thing. Hey, who knows? I'm collecting all these illnesses. It's fun. Not. God. Why can't I just have one thing wrong with me? Why do I have to have 6 dozen? But anyway, yeah, that's my next task, to go and sort that out and do stuff. And oh, I'm tired now. Night.